USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A storm system developing over the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, bringing snow, showers, and thunderstorms along the northeast and southeast region of the U.S. By Monday, the system expected to reach the East Coast, bringing heavy rain to the I-95 corridor from Washington to Boston. Things expected to calm down headed towards the Thanksgiving weekend. TSA saying it's seen the highest passenger volume since early 2020, more than 2.2 million passing through airport security checkpoints on Friday. With more people traveling for the holiday, Chief Medical Advisor to the President, Dr. Anthony Fauci, encouraging folks to get their booster shots.
We know they're safe and we know they're highly effective in bringing very, very high up the optimization of your protection. So just go ahead and get boosted.
Dr. Fauci on CNN State of the Union, USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
People are already traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. The TSA reporting that its officers screened more than 2.2 million passengers at airport security checkpoints on Friday. That is the most flyers since the pandemic began in early 2020.
Stop me if you've heard this before, but it's the busiest travel week coming up of the... Well, okay, you've heard it before, but it is a very busy travel week with Thanksgiving coming up Thursday, and some stormy weather is expected to affect a lot of people's travels in the Midwest. And later the upper northeast, there will be heavy rain and high winds. Starting off the week, the conditions could cause air travel delays, just as tens of thousands of people across the nation are starting to head out for Thanksgiving. Travelers are advised to keep an eye on their airline's webpage to check for any possible flight delays.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting FlightAware tracking more than 2,200 delays and 70 flight cancellations in or out of the U.S. today. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Reverend Jesse Jackson leading a march through Kenosha this afternoon in response to the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. A crowd gathering at Civic Center Park before retracing the route that Rittenhouse took the night he killed two men and injured a third. Reverend Jackson reportedly calling on the Department of Justice to investigate federal crimes that they say Rittenhouse committed the night of those shootings. The President and First Lady have contrasting opinions when it comes to the Rittenhouse verdict.
Vice President Kamala Harris suggesting it showed the criminal justice system is not equitable, apparently contradicting President Joe Biden's remarks.
I've spent a majority of my career working to make the criminal justice system more equitable, and clearly there's a lot more work to do.
While Harris's comments seemed to condemn the outcome of the trial, Biden had stood by the jury's decision earlier Friday.
I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it.
USA Radio's Brad Bernard reporting from the West Texas Bureau. A second White House staffer this week has resigned. Emma Riley, Communications Chief of Staff, handed in her resignation. She's leaving her post for a job in the Labor Department. The announcement coming a day after the departure of Ashley Edian, Communications Director for Vice President Harris. The resignations come as polls indicate a sharp decline in approval ratings for both. The latest poll released today by CBS News and YouGov found that only one-third of those surveyed approve of how President Biden is handling inflation. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.